Companies put a lot of effort into securing their systems against external threats, but internal attacks from disgruntled employees can be much more devastating. A former Eaton Corp employee has been found guilty of sabotaging the company's Java-based systems after some corporate restructuring resulted in him getting demoted. According to court documents, the defendant, Davis Liu, had worked for the company for almost 12 years, which is like an eternity in the software development sector, and after 10 years, he had been promoted to senior developer for one of the company's newer systems. He worked in that role for just over 2 years, and then that's when the corporate restructure happened, and he found himself still working on the same piece of software, but not as a senior developer anymore. And almost immediately, this guy started planning his crash out. It took him 3 days to push out malicious code to the production server that would create an infinite loop that continuously spawned new threads without terminating them, which would eventually exhaust the system's resources, causing it to crash, and ultimately causing a denial of service because this crash prevented other employees from accessing those servers to do their jobs. So this guy went straight to just burning it all down, and it didn't seem like he cared if he got caught. Shit started breaking less than a week after his demotion, so this guy was probably the prime suspect from the very beginning. And when the company investigated the buggy update to their software, they saw that it was pushed by Liu's user ID and from his computer, and he was the only one that even had access to the Kentucky development server that the malware was pushed to. He manually deleted some coworkers' profiles, and he set up a dead man switch in the company's Active Directory that would lock out every employee from that system if his credentials were ever deleted, which is pretty much standard procedure whenever an employer terminates an employee. They lock them out of Active Directory so that they can't access any systems and delete data or cause any other damage while they wait for their exit interview. That malicious program had the not-so-subtle name IsDL-Enabled-in-AD, which is an abbreviation for Is Davis Liu Enabled in Active Directory. That kill switch alone is said to have affected thousands of users globally, and the company claims that the lockout caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. Then at some point, this developer fully accepted his role as the main villain in this anime and deployed two more malicious programs, one named Hakai, which is Japanese for destruction, and one named Hunshui, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong, but it's supposed to be the Chinese word for sleep. The case documents don't go into any detail about what those two malicious programs did, but it's possible that Hakai could have been a variant of the Mirai botnet that was used to exploit a vulnerability in ThinkPHP a year prior to the sabotage incident. And the employee-turned-hacker also had an extensive search history where he was looking up privilege escalation tactics, how to delete large files and folders effectively, how to hide processes, and basically, how to be a better hacker man. And I'm going to guess that he didn't get really great answers to everything because he didn't cover up his tracks that well. Like, if we compare this to the sabotage of the XZ project, for example, the people behind that took at least 3 years to infiltrate the project and become trusted developers, and they hid the malicious payload in test files that had multiple layers of obfuscation and would really only be loaded if specific patches were applied to the SSH server and they happened to be using the development version of XZ at the time. Now, granted, the XZ backdoor was almost definitely carried out by a state-backed threat actor, and this is just one disgruntled employee, so obviously it's not an equal comparison, but still, there's a lot more that he could have done here to attempt to get away with it. Like, maybe don't put your initials in the script that deletes everyone's Active Directory credentials, and maybe wait a little longer than 4 days after your demotion to blow up the system that you were in charge of. And if you're going to look up how to hack the company you work for, you might want to take some precautions to cover up those search queries, like, I don't know, maybe look them up on something other than your work laptop. Maybe he thought that he could just destroy the evidence that he left behind there by deleting the encrypted volume on his laptop after he'd been fired and locked out of it. Which it sounds like he tried to do, but wasn't completely successful, but even if he did manage to fully wipe his local storage, you've got to assume that everything you do on a corporate-owned device is logged somewhere remotely so that you can't cover up what you've done. And that's especially true now that employees have been cracking down so hard on remote employees using auto clickers and things like that to just jiggle the mouse around and make it look like they're actually doing 8+ hours of work every day. Some companies will actually spy on you through your webcam and microphone during your entire work shift. So it would have been so much smarter for this guy to have gone about this a different way, maybe set up something that would have taken a much longer time to trigger or push out an update that would cause a really slow memory leak instead of one that would just crash the system after a single day. Or better yet, just go on with developing this system, but make your code more and more obscure as you go along. Like, a lot of companies will actually force developers to do this unintentionally by measuring the developer's performance based on how much code they write. So instead of creating something that's short and easy to understand and probably even more performant, they'll purposefully write more verbose code to meet these arbitrary performance metrics that are created by managers. I feel like a senior Java developer who has been working at the same company for more than 10 years would be able to utilize some weird quirks of the language and his knowledge about the company's processes to come up with a much better revenge plan that wouldn't have been detected until he could get far away enough from the situation and not be a suspect. He was also interrogated by federal investigators, where he admitted that he was behind the computer sabotage at his former employer, so there you go, I mean, pretty much case closed, but he still decided to fight the case instead of just taking a plea deal. So we're going to see what the penalties are going to be during sentencing. He was found guilty by a jury trial, so he could end up facing up to 10 years behind bars for this hacking attack, and I doubt that he thinks it was worth it right now. Even if we go with the $100,000 in damages that the company is claiming, which defense attorneys argue is less than $5,000, so who knows, but 10 years or even 1 year of your life isn't worth that. You'd also think that at age 55, this guy would have been pretty close to retirement. And if he's not able to do a job training program in prison where he keeps coding, then he might just find himself in a really bizarre development world 10 years in the future, because that's, again, like an eternity in software development. The paradigm is going to be completely AI-based at that point, or maybe something even worse. So yeah, if you're thinking about hacking the company that you work at because you got a demotion, don't do it, especially if you have to Google a hacking tutorial first. Your time is going to be much better spent looking for a new job or doing just about anything else. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm, and check out my online store, based.win, where you can buy my awesome merch and accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.